FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A 42-year-old mystery that left an indelible mark on the D.C. region is expected to come to a conclusion today with a guilty plea in the Lyon sisters case.
You ask anybody that lived in Montgomery County, they can tell you how they or their family was impacted.
Even Montgomery County Police Chief Tom Manger has one, speaking at the press conference 2 years ago when charges were announced.
I remember my mother talking about how this might change where she goes to do business.
According to court documents, Lloyd Wells today is expected to plead guilty to abducting and killing Sheila and Catherine Lyon in 1975. The guilty plea likely means he'll get life in prison instead of the possibility of the death penalty.
You could mention a crime that occurred 40 years ago. Very few individuals would know what you were talking about. You mentioned the Lyon sisters. People nod their head and say, yes, we remember.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Irma is now just a tropical depression, but its impact as a hurricane is still being assessed.
While the center of the storm moved into Georgia yesterday, Irma was so big that rain and winds kept hammering northeast Florida, pushing ocean waters up into the St. Johns River. So much water inundated Jacksonville that you couldn't distinguish where the river ended and downtown began. Mayor Lenny Curry said the flooding could continue through several high tide cycles because Hurricane Jose out in the Atlantic is also pushing the ocean up against Florida's east coast.
This could take up to a week.
250,000 utility customers lost electricity here in the Jacksonville area, a fraction of the two-thirds of Florida that lost power. Steve Kastenbaum in Jacksonville.
And Florida is just starting to look at ways to rebuild from Hurricane Irma.
Florida cannot yet put a dollar figure on how much damage Irma caused.
We don't have any estimate of what's going to cost.
Governor Rick Scott says ships carrying gas had been waiting for ports to open, but gas stations will not all open immediately.
Not only do we have to get the fuel in, then we got to get the fuel to the gas station, so that's going to take a few days.
Other businesses have started opening too. One man at the gas station showed a picture his daughter sent him of a line stretching around a building to get into a church's chicken.
I wouldn't want it that bad.
Alan Skaya, Tampa.
Less than a day after Maryland Governor Larry Hogan proposed giving Metro more money over the next 4 years, some doubt has already been cast over his plan.
Governor Hogan's proposal calls for Maryland, the district, Virginia, and the federal government to each put up $125 million a year over 4 years. But Metro board member Steve McMillan, who represents the federal government, says the region's leaders shouldn't assume that help will arrive from some unidentified savior.
I don't think it's wise for us to count on some large check coming out of the ether to save us from the hard decisions we need to make.
Governor Hogan's hope by doing this is that the region will have time to develop a more permanent solution to Metro's funding. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There are new concerns after hackers stole names, Social Security numbers, and other sensitive information of 143 million Americans from Equifax. Experts say there is one important thing you should consider doing.
Freeze your credit. It can be a pain because you'll have to unfreeze it every time someone needs to run a credit check on you. But it should prevent most forms of identity theft. Regular credit monitoring is important, and online resources, including the Identity Theft Resource Center, provide excellent tools to discover how to defend yourself against identity theft.
Correspondent Mary Maloney. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,057, the Nasdaq at 6,432. Sports, the playoff-bound Nationals had the night off. They'll host the Braves starting tonight. The fading Orioles lose their fifth straight. Monday Night Football, the Vikings win, the Broncos win. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You want to hear the truth?
Rush. Crucially important.
Rush Limbaugh.
You couldn't make this up.
Weekdays noon till 3.
And I will explain this
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL,
where Washington comes to talk.
No money down, no interest, and no payments until March 2018 at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Throughout September, you can choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until March 2018. Save huge on energy now with Infinity from Marvin Altrex Fiberglass Windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right?
Financing program with approved credit. Not all applicants will be approved.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270. That's our difficult start right now. Traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. This is the crash causing delays south on 270 between Route 80 Urbana and before you get to Route 109. So I'm looking at that volume right as you come off of 70. Get ready. It is a solid lineup. Now, crews had everything to both shoulders, had the left lane then blocked in each direction with response. Northbound, you're slow through that stretch as well. So again, 270 south past Urbana with accident cleanup continuing with big delays forming. Now, around the Beltway, we're doing okay. Virginia, Maryland, without any major problems to report. Heading in through town, DC 295 northbound, just something to watch for. The exit ramp to South Capitol Street. Crash reported on that ramp again from northbound 295. And on 95 Virginia, the broken down northbound at 610 in Aquia, that's been cleared out of the travel lanes. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of cloud debris from Irma, with only a slight chance of a shower as we move on through today. Up near 74 degrees with an east breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Springfield, 56 in Gaithersburg, 63 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. Mexico withdraws its offer of aid to Texas for Hurricane Harvey recovery. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's
now,
Mall, WMAL.
Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Morning. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us at 7:05 is Michael Thielen. He is the executive director of the Republican National Lawyers Association. And we're going to discuss about the Election Integrity Committee. They are having a meeting today in New Hampshire to discuss the public's confidence or lack thereof in the electoral system. It's 7:35 is Michael Oslin. He is an expert on Asia. With the Hoover Institute, we'll discuss the sanctions against North Korea. At 8:05, it's Michael Steele. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonese. Good morning.
Well, buenos dias.
Oh, look at you being all international. Are you snipping at the tequila?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's
every morning.
That's what he was doing during the break, nipping at the tequila.
Don't give away my secrets. That's what charges the show here.
All right. So, as we know, last hour, Heather, we discussed Heather getting a text from someone who she does not know asking, are you sleeping with my husband? We want to know if you're sleeping with your dog. That's probably much more likely that you're sleeping with your dog or cats, because I will put cats in this as well, because we have three cats. And a study was done by the Mayo Clinic, and they wanted to find out if having your pets, so many Americans sleep with their pets in their rooms and or in their beds. 43 million American households have dogs. Nearly two-thirds of pet owners say that they consider their dog a part of the family. So a lot of Americans, as we know, allow their pet to sleep in their bedroom and or in their bed,
yes,
their actual bed. So the Mayo Clinic did the study to find out, I wonder how does this impact humans and sleep patterns and behaviors. So they observed 40 adults who do not have insomnia or any kind of sleep-related issues. And they observed them for a week, and they measured these adults' sleep efficiency. They put a device on them that tracked and recorded wake times and deep sleep. And they found that if you sleep with your pet in the bedroom, it doesn't really disrupt your sleep. Then you're fine. It doesn't really disrupt you. It doesn't make a difference. But if you allow your pet into your actual bed with you, that it can lead to significantly decreased sleep efficiency. And I believe it.
I believe it.
You don't have pets.
No, I don't. Not right now. I've had dogs in the past. And
the thing about a dog in a bed is like they're just sort of like a warm, cuddly, moving pillow, right? Isn't that the idea? Like they're just like people like that. They like the comfort of something like curling up to them, and by and large, the dogs who sleep in beds often do. They like curling up in like whatever curve they can find on your body, just kind of like cozying up to you. But that leaves you a lot of limited range of motion. And if you like rolling over occasionally, like I do, you don't. It's pretty hard to do that if you've got like a creature like crammed up against you and you're like concerned about its safety as you're flailing about the bed. There's just a lot to think about, and sleeping is not supposed to be that way.
888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. Do you allow your pets to sleep in the bed with you? Now, we have a king-size mattress, big king-size mattress. You know, we just bought it. I tell you about it all the time. And love it, but so do our pets. Now, we have three cats, and I grew up with dogs. My brother, our dog slept with my brother for the longest time. One of our dogs, who was part German Shepherd, part Golden Retriever. She was almost 100 pounds. She was huge. And she slept with my brother in his bed for so long that he finally said to my parents, can I have a bigger bed? Because we all just had twin beds. We didn't grow up, you know, we weren't kids who had queen-size beds. We just twin beds. My parents got one of those rolling under the bed things, you know, that's a trundle bed.
Yeah.
That the dog could sleep on the trundle bed, pull it up so it'd be right next to him. So it would the dog could sleep next to him, but have her own mattress because.
And he was okay with that? I thought he liked sleeping with the dog the bed.
But it is in the bed because it's right next to you. So it makes like a bigger bed.
That doesn't count though. When you have a trundle, you pull. It's a separate bed. You're pulling it out from underneath. You lose the experience of having the dog sleep alongside you.
The dog sleeps alongside you.
No, it does. Not on the same plane. We're talking about the same 3D space where you're on the same XYZ axis. Sleeping together next to your dog, touching the dog up against. Oh, so does he cradle it with a hand or something?
Yeah, but the dog can still go right up against. There's not like a big space between the trundle mattress and your bed. It makes it like a big bed.
But the dog's not technically on the bed.
Okay, he was happy, and this was like 20 years ago.
How many mattresses are involved?
So he was very happy. He was very happy. Things were fine. But I will tell you, having three cats now, it bothers my husband more than it bothers me, and this is where it becomes a bone of contention because I love it. And when it gets colder, our little cat Gracie, who's 6 pounds, Grace gets under the covers. She will claw her way under the covers. She will get between us. She puts her head on my pillow. She curls up against me, and then she puts her paws straight out on his back to keep him from rolling over on her. She sleeps with all four paws straight out on his back to keep him from rolling over on her.
How does he sleep through that?
He doesn't. And but she's not bothering me, so it's okay. And then one of the other cats loves to, like you said, curl up either behind his legs or in front of his legs or like in his belly, like right there, curl up there. I'll roll over. It doesn't bother me. I move. I roll over. I figure, you know what? They move. They're far more alert than I am. They move. I've never crushed a cat yet.
It must be nice.
He gets very upset and he doesn't move. So he goes, I didn't sleep last night. I couldn't move because of the cats. I'm like, well, doesn't bother me.
It must be nice to live your life with so little concern about other creatures.
Listen,
I'm so nervous and paranoid that I'm gonna like crush something. I'm just gonna lay here. I'm just gonna try and I'd rather be like bound. I mean, when our child was small, she doesn't sleep in our bed. She rarely did, but she was really sick once. She was a newborn, so she was like a month or two old. So I put her like in my arm in bed. I was so nervous about falling asleep and like rolling over into her or anything that I was just stayed awake in a state of fear the entire night. I was like, I'm just going to let the kids sleep.
Well,
and so obviously that's a human that's a little different, but not that different.
I mean, it's a lot different.
I don't want to crush the dog.
Yeah, no, I know. But you had to take a long time making the kid. The dog, you just went to the pound. So my husband just texted me and said they had to do a study to figure this out. And he's a sleep disorder specialist. Telling patients not to sleep with their pets is more contentious than any other sleep hygiene recommendation. Yet he does it. 888-630-9625. Jeff in Winchester, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Did you get a good night's sleep or lack thereof because of your pet?
Slept fine. The dog, we got a boxer, and he weighs over 100. No, wait, he weighs about 70 pounds. And he gets up on the bed, and he sleeps at the foot of the bed. And then when I give him a kick or two and say, get down, he goes down and sleeps on his bog bed. But the cat, we've got a cat who's kind of half feral because we rescued it when it was just a tennis ball with legs. And it's kind of wild, and it wants to come in and tip over my wife's drinking glass on the nightstand and climb on the curtains, so we have to kick him out. He can't stay in the bedroom.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I get it. But see, I could never kick the dog off the bed, Jeff, I got to tell you. You're a better man than I
love you.
Thank you.
You live in such a wild house, Jeff, where you're kicking dogs off beds and cats are knocking all the glasses over. I love it. Your life is interesting, at least.
My husband will complain all the time. These cats have no concept of personal space because Grace, the little one, because she's 6 pounds, she's little. So she will literally walk across the pillow. She'll walk on your head, right across. I don't wake up. He wakes up all night long, and he just texted me again and said, they tortured me last night. Bob in College Park. Oh, wait. You know what, Bob? Hang on.
Hang on, Bob.
We'll get to you next. 888-630-9625. Mayo Clinic says it's okay to sleep with your pets in the room, but not in your bed, because it really disrupts your sleep. Do you agree, or do you say, are you like me? I'm like, I don't care. My pets are sleeping in the bed with me.
All right, let's assess in a moment. It's 6:15 now. Let's find out about the roadways and WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, out of Maryland. I hope everyone got a good night's sleep because you have to focus here. 355 southbound out of Urbana to Hyattstown jammed this morning. Why is that? It's the alternate and everyone avoiding the crash on 270. So if you're on 270, your story is this. South, once you merge off of I-70 near the Monocacy, solid lineup, the crash between Route 80 Urbana and before you get to the exit for 109, still had that left lane blocked in each direction. So that's really our big story right now. Just the volume starting to form top side of the Beltway, leaving College Park to Silver Spring. Still a great time to get across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Each direction, I'm not seeing any delays. Wide open at the Legion Bridge, too. 66 with that volume, again, on the increase, Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks, and Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today it'll be overcast, slightly chance of a rain shower, a high of 74 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies early, followed by increasing clouds with showers developing later at night. Thunder possible, low of 66, no requirement for a dog in your bed tonight. And then Wednesday, cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon with a slight chance of a rain shower, high of 83 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a zero-res deep clean and save. 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at zeroresdc.com. That's zeroresdc.com.
888-630-9625 is the number. The Mayo Clinic actually spent money to do a test to find out, a study, to find out that if you sleep with your animals in your room, it's comforting and it doesn't bother you. It's good for you. But if you allow your animals to sleep in the bed or on the bed, that it can significantly disrupt your sleep and really affect your health. Bob in College Park, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Do you let them sleep in the bed with you?
Yeah, I have 3 huskies, and the one that's in the shelter, because he still has extremely fatty, he used to sleep in the bed all night, and now he'll just come up and maybe spend a little bit of time, and then he goes back downstairs. And so he'll sleep in it for a little bit, and then he just goes back downstairs.
3 huskies, what size is your bed?
It's a queen.
All right, but you can fit 3 huskies in there. It's pretty good.
Well, the other two sleep with you or not?
No, they don't.
Okay, so they don't sleep in the bed with you.
Just one that comes up and then maybe sleeps for a little bit and then it goes back downstairs.
Yeah, well, it's kind of nice.
Mike McKay was just telling me, I didn't realize the expression came from this. Me and Mary, I think you did, but 3 dog night, meaning the night is so cold that you need three dogs to sleep in the bed with you. So if it's ever that cold, Bob has the option.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to teach you all the old-timey expressions apparently your generation knows nothing about.
Three dog
night, yeah. David in Dunkirk, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. David, do you allow the animals to sleep on or in the bed with you, or do they have to sleep on the floor?
Absolutely. My 65-pound Kentucky Rescue Pitbull sleeps with me every night, and he made me oversleep this morning because I was so comfortable with him up beside me.
Aw, they're
so... I mentioned 2 black cats that are there off and on taking turns because they don't get along that great. The 2 black cats don't get along with each other, but they take turns coming up there and sleep next to the dog.
Aw, that's nice because the dog is nice and fuzzy and warm, so everybody's sucking heat off the dog. See?
And I get the impression that in David's life, he's the master of his domain, and whereas the dogs and the cats, whatever, if their sleep gets messed up by David, that's fine. That's fine. David controls everything. If he rolls over, they just have to deal with it.
Yeah, we call it surfing. When the cats sleep on us, when you roll over, they will just surf it. They just like surf the wave, and they don't. It's the only time it's a problem is if they're in the bed. Like when Grace sleeps in the bed, I sometimes worry about her.
I have two distinct questions about this animal stuff sleeping in your bed with you. One, is there any evidence that there's actually a health benefit to having a dog sleep with you, which is like, hey, does it help your immune system to have something that's been sniffing other animals' butts all day sleeping in your bed with you? The other is, do you own the steps? Some people have steps that lead up to their bed for their elderly animal so that they can actually climb up to the bed. So those are the two distinct questions I have about this. So if anybody can color in the lines for me, I'd appreciate that.
Well, you don't need the steps for cats. I mean, sometimes I'll wake up and Grace is actually on the headboard looking down at me. So you don't always have to do that. Sarah in Manassas. Sarah, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Did you get a good night's sleep last night, or were the animals on the bed with you?
Well, my cat, Smokey, is a cuddle cat. So, unfortunately, he's always sleeping in the bed. Whether it be mine or my aunt and uncle's, that's different. But it's actually, as for the health benefits question, it's actually mental health. It can help people, and it can be therapeutic for some people to have their animals sleeping in the bed with them. It actually has been proven by some tests, I'm not sure which, but that it is very therapeutic.
I absolutely believe that. I mean, having Grace, you know, nuzzle her way under the covers, and she moves me, and she nuzzles up. She actually puts her little head on the pillow, is adorable. And then she just kind of gets back. They're warm and they're fuzzy, and she kind of just snuggles up against you. It's nice. I put my arm around her. It's great. I love it.
I guess the nervousness for me.
I get that, Sarah.
Any change to my sleep arrangement at all always has me like, what's going on? Like a little skits dad at first, and then eventually you grow comfortable with it, right? So like, you know, when I got married, the idea that like my wife would be nearby, I'd be like, I don't know if I can have another person sleeping in my bed, because I like the domain. I just kind of like having it to myself. But that worked out, luckily.
Thank goodness.
So maybe an animal is in my future.
Maybe. I think you guys need an animal. I really do. And we got a king-size bed strictly because we had three cats in the bed. My husband was like, I can't do this anymore. There's not enough room.
I need
a king-size bed.
Good for him for assessing that.
Daniel in Bethesda, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Daniel, how was your sleep last night?
Just fine. I have a queen-size bed, and I have a rescued Rottweiler. Had her for 7 years, and she's good because she sleeps on her side, doesn't really bother me unless she, you know, gets up and wants to be petted, but I don't have any problem with it.
Yeah, and every so often you just turn over and ask the Rottweiler to go shut the light out. Like, hey, where'd you get the lights?
Okay, turn the TV off. Get the remote.
Daniel, thanks very much. More on whether your dogs are invading your space. 622 on WMAL.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Looking to buy your first home but scared off by the big down payment?
Yeah, after paying for the wedding, we're afraid we'll be renting forever and miss out on these low interest rates.
Fear not. You can buy a home now with a zero down mortgage from NASA Federal. Plus, there's no private mortgage insurance. You could save thousands not paying PMI.
Wow, with no down payment and no PMI, we could buy that house we saw last weekend.
The zero down mortgage with no PMI is perfect for first-time home buyers who want to take advantage of historically low rates but can't swing the down payment. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit NASA.com.
NASAFCU.com/371.
I can't wait to give our landlord the notice.
To end your rental woes, call 855-371-NASA or visit NASAFCU.com/371.
But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work for NASA to get a zero-down mortgage with no PMI from NASA Federal. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit NASAFCU.com/371.
Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 855-371-NASA.
This season, do your holiday shopping on us. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. The more you play using your M Life Rewards card, the more gift bucks you'll earn to redeem for monumental gifts. Like jewelry, electronics, even a car. Come in today and earn your own private shopping event. Now through November 7th. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
6:25 here on WMAL. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, let's go to Jamie Witten now in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're struggling on 270. Update now sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Here's the scoop if you're coming out of the Frederick area. Be prepared. Solid lineup here as you pass the Monocacy down past Route 80 Urbana, the crash before the exit for 109. Still have one lane blocked. Also, because of this big delay, everyone thinking, I need an alternate, which I don't blame you. 355 picks up a lot of volume here south of Route 80, and that continues to get you down into Hyattstown, almost to 109, and then you get a little relief there. If you're joining on 270 from 109, you are beyond the crash, and that's wide open at that time down to the Beltway. Speaking of, Beltway topside starting to fill in some of that volume to Silver Spring. Still looking good across the American Legion Bridge, and the Wilson Bridge looks like up its speed, and over our Anacostia crossings, we're off to a good start. Suffering from knee or back pain? Call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of cloud debris from Irma, with only a slight chance of a shower as we move on through today. Up near 74 degrees with an east breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees, 626 on WMAL as Mary swats at a gnat inside the studio.
It's driving me crazy. It's flying into my face.
You sleep with animals in your bed. What do you care if there's a few gnats around?
Well, they don't have fleas. 888-630-9625. New study from the Mayo Clinic says that having the dog or cat in your bedroom, great idea, very comforting. Allowing it to actually sleep in your bed really is going to start to hinder your sleep, significantly decrease your sleep efficiency. Do you allow them into the bed with you? Alan in Silver Spring, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Alan, did you get a good night's sleep last night, or were the animals in the bed with you?
Oh, they were in and out of the bed, and I did get a good night's sleep. But what my wife and I did about a year ago, because, well, we have two rescue dogs and a rescue cat. One of the dogs is a puppy we just got like 4 weeks ago. And we actually bought one of those cheap bunk beds from one of those big furniture stores and put it in the room also, so the cat can sleep on the top level, and the dogs, whenever they finally get tired of sleeping on the bed, they can go to the bottom.
Wow. So you got a bunk bed for the animals. That's pretty awesome.
That's actually a great idea. It's just a matter of getting them to go and sleep on that bed instead of on the bed with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alan, that's a great idea. I've noticed as it gets colder, you talk about the three-dog night, when it gets colder, we get more cats in the bed.
Have you noticed how evangelical everyone is about letting their animals sleep in their bed? That's the only reaction I got this morning. That's awesome. 628 now on WMAL.
Come on, you've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hi, I'm Joe Hadid of Hadid Carpet, where we wash each carpet by hand, restoring your rug's brilliance and making it healthier for your home or office.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery is available. Minimum order required. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Well, there's a brand new iPhone coming out today. We'll give you the details of that. And Mary's battle with the net continues all ahead on WMAL 630. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. The man charged with abducting and killing the Lyon sisters is expected to plead guilty today in a courtroom in Virginia. The 1975 case has haunted Washington, and today's anticipated plea by Lloyd Lee Welch Jr. may bring closure to the case. The bodies of 12-year-old Sheila Lyon and 10-year-old Catherine Lyon have never been recovered. Florida is slowly piecing back together the destruction from Hurricane Irma as more than 6 million people remain without power. Fort Lauderdale Mayor Jack Seltzer says his city took a punch.
If anybody tells you that you recover from a storm of this magnitude in a short period of time, they're not being accurate, they're not being truthful, because this is a phased recovery and we'll take care of some of the smaller things, the opening the roads, the debris cleanup, traffic signals.
And Irma continues to bring heavy rains to parts of the southeast. South Carolina Emergency Management spokesman Derek Becker says they were prepared.
A lot of people did get to safety. We put out emergency alert messages as often as we could. Our weather service partners were very clear through press conferences, daily social media posts, continuously making people aware of the situation and setting expectations too.
Several local law enforcement agencies are about to launch a training exercise that's coming within the next half hour or so under the supervision of the FBI. The exercise will include the Secret Service, D.C. Police, the D.C. Medical Examiner's Office, and Metro. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,057, the Nasdaq at 6,432. Sports sponsored by Tick.com. The Braves come to town tonight to open a series with the Nats. The O's lose to the Blue Jays. Monday Night Football, Minnesota beats New Orleans. Denver over the L.A. Chargers. WNBA playoffs, the Mystics take on Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Ticked is a simple, more cost-effective way to handle your traffic tickets. Upload a picture of your traffic ticket and let Ticked do the rest. You'll always pay less than the full amount of your fine, and with Better Pay by Ticked, pay 50% today and the rest over time. Visit TIKD.com today.
Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, and save you 50%. Mary Walter here. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman and builds their super energy efficient windows just for your home and our climate in their own local factory. They are totally accountable to you, and they make the process super easy, giving you peace of mind. At Thompson Creek, you have a dedicated team working on your windows from start to finish. Call 855-57-CREEK now to buy one window and get one for 50% off. Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, and save you 50%. There's no better time to replace your windows, and you need to call now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Call now to buy one window, get one for 50% off, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Find homework really hard.
It's not because I wasn't capable
or motivated.
Quite the opposite, in fact.
I loved school. No, it's because we didn't have the internet at home. But now we do, and doing homework is a lot easier.
I can research online,
send work over the internet, even email my teacher.
all from home. Yeah, the internet has changed everything.
Now I'm excited about school.
I work hard.
And I can get my homework done.
Every day.
Because I know there's nothing holding me back.
Through Internet Essentials, Comcast has connected more than 4 million people in need to low-cost, high-speed internet at home, giving every student the opportunity to succeed. Comcast.
Early bird gets the worm.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Okay, maybe there's a little more at stake than a slimy old worm. In fact, I'm certain of it. With an early bird furnace tune-up with my stand-up guys here at Snell, there's a lot more at stake. How about lower energy bills? How about true peace of mind? I know, right about now, that first crisp, cold night of the fall, probably the farthest thing from your mind. When that first freezing night rolls around, will your furnace start up without a hitch? Will it keep running strong all night long? Only one way to be absolutely certain. Book your visit from the stand-up guys from Snell. And once your tune-up is done, you can rest easy knowing your system got the seal of approval from the stand-up guys. Just $79 for a limited time. But don't wait till our dance card is full and everybody's old furnace has given up the ghost. Book a visit with the stand-up guys from Snell.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple of big delays, Maryland. I want to start with you out of Brandywine. I know you know you're sitting in this backup 301 northbound. The culprit is when you get up the 301-5 split, the crash after Akeek Road, after Brandywine. That's under police direction there at the scene of the incident. On to 270 southbound, long-standing crash between Route 80 Urbana and 109. Over to the left shoulder, that's where I'm seeing the flashing lights, and jammed as you come out of the Frederick area right near the Monocacy. As a result of this big 270 delay, and it's been there for a while, 355, a solid lineup out of Urbana to Hyattstown as well. So both of those corridors quite slow this morning, to say the least. A top side of the Beltway, 95 to Georgia Avenue with the stop and go. Haven't had anything reported in the way there, so that's checking out just fine. Making our travels in from the west on 66 with the volume increasing on the Greenway. Toll Road, no problems reported there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast sky and slight chance of a shower, so no significant rainfall. That's all south of us, 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, maybe some showers later, possibly a thunderstorm, 66. Clouds will give way to sunshine tomorrow, maybe a passing shower, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Gainesville, 58 in Silver Spring, 64 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And yes, it is Tuesday morning. At 7:05 is Michael Thielen. He's the executive director of the Republican National Lawyers Association. They are going to talk to us about New Hampshire. There's a problem in New Hampshire. A study came out about possible voter fraud in New Hampshire. We're going to get his take on that. At 7:35, Michael Oslin, an Asian expert with the Hoover Institute, talking about the sanctions against North Korea. 8:05, Michael Steele. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
Hey, good morning. Steve Bannon, you'll remember him. He was the White House strategist for a while, chief strategist. And he was, you know, he was with the campaign as well, with the Trump campaign. And he left the White House recently after the John Kelly regime came in and sort of took things over. And now he's back with Breitbart News. And he's you know, in that role, he views an opportunity to be much more effective in sort of advancing the president's agenda as he sees it and the way that he thinks the Trump administration should be conducting itself. And he's still obviously very supportive of the president, but he gave this interview to 60 Minutes on Sunday. And we played some of the audio for you yesterday, so we won't go through all of that again. But I will mention that yesterday's White House press briefing was dominated by questions about Steve Bannon. So Sarah Huckabee Sanders finally hits the podium. She's joined by Tom Bossert, the Homeland Security Advisor, gives updates on Irma. And then she finally gets back and she takes a couple questions. And right away, she starts getting questions about Bannon. The first is this. This is one I want to share with you. This is, you know, Steve Bannon said that he thought that in modern politics, it was a historical mistake to fire James Comey, because that firing is what led to the appointment of the special counsel, Robert Mueller. Here's the White House reacting to that claim.
We've been pretty clear what our position is, and certainly I think that that has been shown in the days that followed, that the president was right in firing Director Comey. Since Director's firing, we've learned new information about his conduct that only provided further justification for that firing, including giving false testimony, leaking privileged information to journalists. He went outside of the chain of command and politicized an investigation into a presidential candidate.
There you go. False testimony, leaking informations to journalists, information rather, being an all-around political guy, all of which sort of cemented the rationale in the mind of the president for why he should have fired James Comey, and the White House standing by that decision saying it was a good one.
Absolutely. What I find interesting about all of this is that Steve Bannon's outside the White House, yet he's still so influencing the White House. And isn't that what he said he was going to do? He was going to go outside the White House, and he was still going to fight the battle for them. And he's still being talked about at the White House.
Do you think there's a burnout period on this, though? There's a shelf life to how long we're talking about Steve Bannon and the White House? Or as he continues to sort of play in primaries and go after Republicans, that the press makes sure that these questions about Bannon continue to be asked of Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
Oh, absolutely. They're still going to ask, because they're always going to link Bannon with Trump. They're always going to link him with the White House. I mean, he was so instrumental in getting President Trump into the White House. He will forever be linked to him. So whether he is physically in the White House or he's outside the White House, he will always be a presence. And I think, honestly, I think the media is fascinated by Steve Bannon, because they don't get him. They can't figure him out. And I think they're fascinated by him.
And they're annoyed that he's not repentant about anything. Here's a question about whether or not the president is still speaking to him.
Is he still talking to Steve Bannon? Is he still seek his counsel on the outside?
I know they've had one conversation, but I don't think anything beyond that since he left.
Not answering with certainty, but I'm sure that's not the last time the president will speak with Bannon. More on Bannon here, and you can begin to hear that she's a little annoyed that she's not getting about the business of the White House.
John Decker.
How's Steve Bannon?
I think we may be answering more questions on Steve Bannon now that he's not here than when he was, but go ahead.
Like, sure, whatever. Go ahead and ask me another Bannon question. It's fine.
This is about the whole thing with the media, how they just hit Russia, 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 right? Then it was racism, 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 racism. Now they need something else. They can't actually talk about the issues. I don't know why. I don't know whether it's because of their obsession with President Trump, of who he is as a person, and has nothing to do with the issues. But this is just part of that whole pattern. So now it's Bannon. But I think you're always going to get questions about Bannon. Every time he does an interview, there will be questions in the press
briefing. We'll see how frequently he does interviews. It's not something that he has done a lot in the past. But right now, having just left the White House, he's done a smattering of them. And then when he was talking to Charlie Rose on Sunday, one of the things he said that was very interesting was, what would he do with DACA? And he said he'd let it collapse, because at the end of this, that these DACA recipients may very well self-deport. Francesca Chambers, who we've spoken with on this program from the Daily Mail, asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders about that.
Why ruin a good thing, Sarah?
Is that what this is, a good thing?
Staying on the topic of Steve Bannon, another comment he made was that dreamers should consider self-deporting when their work permits run out. Is that something that the White House thinks is realistic, that the dreamers would voluntarily leave the country when their work permits run out? And is that something the president thinks that they should do?
The administration's been clear what our position is. We're hoping that Congress will step up and do their job and fix this problem and implement responsible immigration reform.
I hope reporters keep asking questions about DACA. It's an interesting topic, and people care a lot about it, Bannon aside. 6:43 now on WMAL.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation by liberating innovation for self-driving vehicles. Right now, Congress is laying out a roadmap for self-driving vehicles in order to bring a host of benefits to Americans. Benefits like greater road safety, reductions in fuel use, carbon emissions, and road congestion, while providing more independence for millions of Americans. Although many issues divide Congress, proposed legislation for self-driving vehicles has earned bipartisan support. And all of us, automakers, suppliers, smart transportation leaders, and people with disabilities, thank the Senate and the House for taking visionary action. To learn more about how Congress is making history, saving lives, and providing benefits to us all, go to coalitionforfuturemobility.com. Paid for by the Coalition for Future Mobility.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain or dental visits or constant dental worry? Or are you tired of hiding your smile? I have some great news for you. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry have your solution with Hybridge. It's a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The Hybridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. And one of my neighbors, I didn't know this, but she got Hybridge. She was missing teeth. She had dentures, and she never smiled. She always put her hand over her mouth, and I asked her why, and she told me she didn't like her smile, and she had some missing teeth. So about 6 months ago, she came over. She showed me her new smile. She got Hybridge. This is a true story, and she loves it. She smiles all the time now. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob are the best, so I encourage you to learn from them how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the food you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. So understand your dental options. Just attend their free Hybridge Dental Implant Seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, September 18th. Seating is limited, so call Rocky now at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Route 7 commuters coming eastbound. Inbound 7 as you pass and approach North Sterling Boulevard. That's where we have a report of a crash and definitely seeing those delays growing. And then beyond, another accident on Route 7 as you come up to the Georgetown Pike in the middle of the road. So two incidents on Route 7. Also, two incidents you need to know about on Route 5. First, out of Brandywine, jam solid here northbound 301, and that continues past the split right after Brandywine Road for the crash. And then inside the Beltway, if you're heading in towards Southeast DC, the accident is northbound 5 before the Suitland Parkway. Now on 270, boy, twos must be the number here. We had two incidents, 270 southbound before 109. That was the initial crash that caused these huge delays coming out of the Frederick area. That's confined to the shoulder. And then we had one in the backup near the Monocacy. 355 picks up a lot of the bailout traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to squeeze some moisture out as Irma continues to diminish in intensity and coverage. Overcast is in. Slight chance of a shower today. A cool 74. Tonight, 66. Maybe some showers around. Possibly a thunderstorm later. Slight chance of showers early tomorrow. Otherwise, clouds give way to sunshine. 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees, 647 on WMAL.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Okay. So this is the day that a lot of people have been waiting for, as they do each year, which is if you're an Apple user, and some people are diehard Apple users. I use all Apple products now. I slipped into it, and I can't get out, and I'm stuck. It's a Chinese finger trap of technological innovation, and I'm fully invested now, and so I pay attention to this, too. Apple set to unveil an iPhone today. A lot of people paying attention to this, and we're finding out through what is being referred to as a super leak, an unprecedented super leak out of Apple, that this is going to include three phones. Here are the leaked details, the alleged details of what we'll find out. There's an iPhone 8, an iPhone 8S, which are going to be sort of granular updates from where the phones are now, and then there's going to be an iPhone X. The iPhone X is scheduled to be well over, or at least slightly over, $1,000 for the phone. It's going to be an expensive piece of hardware to put in your skinny jeans. Do not sit on that thing. $1,000. This is going, the screen is expected to go edge to edge, wall to wall. You're going to get one of these very nice new screens if you get this thing. The wait list on this thing is expected to be extensive for people to try and jump in and get one of them. Remember, this is an overhaul here. So this might be the first generation go. You might be sitting back thinking, I'm going to wait until they get to the second generation of this new iPhone. There's a lot here. It has a huge OLED screen, they're saying. And that'll, again, cover the entire front face of the phone. The other big thing is it has Face ID. So right now, if you use your phone, a lot of phones have this now, fingerprints, in order to get into the phone. Mm-hmm. That's what you can currently do to access. Now you'll be able to access the phone, again, supposedly, using your face. There's the people have seen the coding in this, and they say it's got face identification. So you'll be able to hold the camera up to your face and be able to actually access your phone. You'll also be able to pay for stuff using your face as your key code. Some biometrics here to be able to use a facial assessment. No word on whether or not Caitlyn Jenner will be able to use Bruce Jenner's face in order to pay for things. But, you know, that's an open question, and one that, and obviously Apple's going to have to grapple with. There's a lot here. The other thing the face will be able to do, your emojis will now be able to respond to your facial movements when you text somebody. You could text somebody like a voice message, and the emoji will speak out the voice message using the same facial expressions you used. Again, these are all things that are supposedly in the new iPhone. Hold your breath. It's coming today.
Are you waiting in line to get one?
Not waiting in line. I refuse to do that, but I'll probably get one. We'll see. And I'll show it off when I get here. 6:50 now on WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
Dentist. Even the word makes some people uneasy. Bad dental experiences may have kept your smile hidden for years. But that is about to change. Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelli from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, where we create smiles that help bring out the confident you. Our super friendly staff and incredibly experienced dentists can handle everything from a cavity to full mount dental implants, all in one office with one doctor, saving you both time and money. And with sedation dentistry, pain and fear is a thing of the past. At Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about our modern implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
6:53. Let's see how your money's doing and check in with Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jessica. Oh.
Are higher,
there she is.
Pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. Yesterday was the only the second time all year that the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all finished up 1% or more. on the same day. It was a nice rally. Markets in Europe and Asia are higher right now. Crude oil is trading a little lower. Temperatures in Florida will be in the 90s again today and even hotter in some spots, and millions have no power. It may be weeks before the lights and AC go on after Hurricane Irma. Apple will unveil a 10th anniversary iPhone today, rumored to be called the X and to cost $1,000. Leaks show there's no home button. You look at it and it opens. The U.S. national debt has hit $20 trillion, a first that works out to about $61,000 per American. Facebook has been fined by Spain for collecting personal data without user consent. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Hear the Virginia Grand Military Band this Saturday night at 7:30 at the Schlesinger Concert Hall. Free parking, tickets sold at the door. Saturday night in Alexandria, the Virginia Grand Military Band.
Is the DC Health Link causing pain for your employees? If you have fewer than 50 employees, you have no choice but to use the exchange. HRI can make your interaction with DC Health Link pain-free by navigating the exchange on your behalf, making sure you have the right policy options, advocating for denied claims, and more. Good benefits are key to attracting and maintaining top talent. For a free 30-minute consultation, call HRI at 833-HRI-HELP. That's 833-HRI-HELP, or visit HR-ON. Online.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland 270, been talking about you all. Rush hour had the crash southbound between Urbana and 109 over to the shoulder, what's left of it, but still with big delays out of Frederick. And then as you pass the Monocacy, that's where we had the fender bender in the backups. 355, obvious bailout route, and that is jammed through Urbana and down to Hyattstown as well. Out of Glen Elg, 32, we see the heavy volume every morning. That's quite slow heading down toward Clarksville. Northbound 5 after Brandywine crashed, trying to confine that to the shoulder. Then inside the Beltway, solid lineup to the Suitland Parkway, northbound 5 due to a crash there. And hang on, Virginia. Route 7, two accidents. First, as you come up to Sterling Boulevard and then beyond at the Georgetown Pike. Update is sponsored by Ticked. Want a simple, cost-effective way to handle your traffic ticket with no points on your license or your money back? Choose Ticked. Visit TIKD.com today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast sky and slight chance of a shower, so no significant rainfall. That's all south of us, 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, maybe some showers later, possibly a thunderstorm, 66. Clouds will give way to sunshine tomorrow, maybe a passing shower, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees. Traffic and weather. Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
What's better than Dunkin' Donuts hot coffee? How about free coffee for a year? Grab a large or extra large hot coffee for a chance to win just that and more. This is coffee. This is winning. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 13 plus and September 30th or while supplies last. For game peace and rules, go to sippon.com.
Sorry, let me say that with authority. That traffic and weather was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you, Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, let's move on to Equifax. We've got this situation where a bunch of people's personal info that's collected by these credit agencies was leaked to, like, nearly half the country. No big deal. Everyone's dealing with the fallout from that. By the way, you can check on their website to see whether or not your data was subjected to it. They asked for the last six of your social and your last name. No promise that they won't then again leak that once more. But for now, if you're interested to check your exposure, you can check it on their website. But here's the news. The Senate Finance Committee is demanding answers. So the government's getting involved here. Leaders of the Senate Finance Committee on Monday demanded answers from Equifax about its major data breach. And they're now pressing for more details about the three Equifax executives we told you about who sold shares after the breach was discovered. After the breach was discovered, these executives sold off their shares. Now, they gave us the Sergeant Schultz when we found out about it. They were like, I know nothing. I didn't. Nobody told me that there was a problem. But it turns out that it still happened. There's the timeline. So now the Senate demanding answers, Mary, about what happened in this Equifax hacking.
Well, it doesn't matter if they get answers or not. If you go, you know, both my husband and I went and we both got your stuff was probably, they don't tell you for sure, was probably compromised. Your information was probably compromised. They don't tell you what was compromised. They don't tell you for sure if it was compromised or not. And there's really, so the only thing you can do is enroll for their 1 year of credit protection. I'm like, well, you weren't too good at it before. I'm not quite sure why I would trust you now to suddenly protect my stuff. But it's when you're credit monitoring to let me know if anything happens in a year. So you don't know for sure if your stuff, they are not able to tell you definitively that your information has been compromised, and then it cannot tell you if any of your information is being used by a criminal. So in 15 years from now, if someone's trying to take out a loan in your name 15 years down the road, it could be because of this, it could not be because of this, you don't know. They do say they're going to send direct notices via mail to 209,000 people whose credit card numbers were impacted, and the 182,000 people with credit dispute documents with personal identifying information that was affected. But even if you don't get that, your other information may have been revealed. So it's just up to you, basically, to keep an eye on everything from now to the day you die.
Good luck, everybody. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
I'm depressed now. Michael Thielen will be joining us. He's the executive director for the Republican National Lawyers Association. There is a meeting of the Election Integrity Commission today in New Hampshire. We're going to get the download from him. It's about voter integrity.
And Hillary Clinton's got a new book out. We've been telling you what's in it, but now we're going to tell you what's not in it. I read the whole thing last night like a crazy person. 7 o'clock, WML News is next. WML.